Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra announced to supporters at his party headquarters Wednesday that Deputy Prime Minister Chitchai Wanasathit had been named caretaker Prime Minister. Mr. Thaksin called for reconciliation among all Thais and pledged his Thai Rak Thai party will continue to work for the people. The move comes hours after the Thai leader agreed to step down in the interests of national unity. The opposition is cautiously welcoming the resignation. A leader of the Democrat Party and former foreign minister, Sudhin Pitsuan, says Mr. Thaksin is still head of the ruling party, which, because of a boycott by the opposition, won most of the seats in Sunday's snap elections.
The political ills before the crisis, whether it's corruption, abuse of power, and conflicts of interest, all these things have absolutely no guarantee that they will improve.
Meanwhile, protesters say they will end months of anti-government rallies for now. Sonti Limthomkun is one of the main protest organizers. But he says if Mr. Thaksin continues as head of the ruling party, the demonstrations will resume by the end of the month. Mr. Thaksin resigned 2 days after the election showed a third of voters cast protest abstention ballots against him. Many ruling party candidates who are running unopposed were outpolled by abstention ballots in many districts, particularly in Bangkok and southern Thailand. Political science professor Panitan Wattanayakorn says the elections have only undermined the legitimacy of the Thaksin government.
The MPs that were running under his party were largely running in the uncontested areas. Number two, his legitimacy in the urban centers, in the very key places, including Bangkok, are much reduced.
The author of several books on the Thaksin political era, Pasuk Pong Paichit, says Mr. Thaksin's announcement has eased political tensions.
The political heat has cooled down quite a lot, and I think from now on it's possible for some negotiation for an acceptable process of constitutional reform.
But political uncertainty remains in terms of the new parliament, which cannot convene until all its seats are filled. Because of the opposition boycott, 39 seats remain vacant and will require new elections in 2 weeks. The opposition Wednesday said it would boycott the by-elections as well. Scott Bob, VOA News, Bangkok.